The Road to Riches. Who is the richest person in the world? We often dream of what it would be like for us if we had unlimited resources. If the people who compile the list of the wealthiest people every year were to go far enough back in history, they would find one man whose rank in the number one position will never be challenged. King Solomon, or King Shlomo, in Hebrew. Many entertainment shows go inside the magnificent homes of the rich and or famous. Some people watch and think, why them and not me? Others may be encouraged. If he can do it, so can I. Imagine letting your eyes glimpse just a portion of Solomon's wealth. Every year, he received 22 tons of gold on top of what he amassed in taxes, etc. He made for himself a large throne of ivory, overlaid in pure gold. I'm guessing the overlay was much thicker than anything we could find today. There were two lions standing beside the throne arms, and 12 more, one on each side of the 6 steps. Nothing like it had been made in any kingdom. 1 Kings 10:14 through 18. But Solomon was a very generous king as well, making silver and gold as common as stones in Jerusalem. I have no idea how it could be calculated, but they say he was worth about $2 trillion. Now there's a man who sets an example to follow on the road to riches. But what got him there? It was the way he answered the question from God, "Tell me what I should give you." 2 Chronicles 1:7. He answered, "Give me wisdom and knowledge so that I will be able to lead this people." God was so pleased, he answered, "because you set your heart on this, because instead of asking for riches, wealth, honor, the death of those who hate you, or long life, and so on, I will also give you riches, wealth, and honor, and so on." 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Do you want the Lord to be generous with you? Seek the kingdom first. Ask wholeheartedly for God's wisdom and knowledge to replace your own.